Time now for your letters. Many letters about our interview 2 weeks ago with Willie O'Ree, the first black man to play in the National Hockey League. Randy Flynn of Sun Valley, Idaho, watched him play toward the end of his career with the San Diego Gulls. He still had that incredible burst, and it was always exciting when he broke out across the ice carrying the puck. I'd also forgotten how eloquent and well-spoken Mr. O'Ree is. Thank you for bringing back some fond memories. Steve Harold wrote about last week's interview about a study that claims to show that you can hear a smile in someone's voice. They even gave names to certain smiles. He writes, the Duchin smile was named for Guillaume Duchin, apparently, and I can't get over what a lucky man he was. If the human race has a higher honor to bestow on its members, I don't know what it is. Just think of Duchin's fortunate descendants being able to look at a human face in their happiest moments and say to themselves, ah, there's Grandpa. Many listeners wrote in to say that they were frustrated when they went to npr.org/books looking for a link to the Daniel Pinkwater podcast that we promised. If you want to find that podcast or download full-length books by Daniel Pinkwater for free, you can get there now through our website or directly at pinkwater.com. Finally, this clarification from Richard Toffel, general manager of ProPublica, the nonprofit investigative journalism group we mentioned on January 5, during an interview with John Carlisle of the National Legal and Policy Center. On your program 3 weeks ago in introducing a guest, you indicated that George Soros' Open Society Institute was among the backers of our new nonprofit investigative journalist organization, ProPublica. That is not correct. In fact, there is no connection between either Mr. Soros or his Open Society Institute and ProPublica. Thanks for setting this straight. We welcome your letters. Just come to the NPR website and click on Contact Us. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.